Father, we thank you for this time together. We thank you for allowing this space for us to open up and begin to worship you, Father God. Thank you for all of the hearts that are here even now. Thank you for all of the people of God that are standing in unison with us on this morning, Father, to worship your name, to exalt you, Father God, for you are worthy. You are worthy to be praised, Father God. And we continue to lift you up and give you the glory and the honor, Father God. Father, touch those that are in need of your touch even now, Father God. Father, lead us and guide us as we are moving and taking action and taking steps even now, Father God, so that we may be following in your order, Father God. Allow order to take hold of our lives even now, Father God. Father, thank you for the divine peace even now, Father God. Father, thank you for the divine healing and wholeness even now, Father God. Father, thank you for your divine obedience in us, in each and every one of us, Father God. Touch the heart of your people even now, Father God, as we continue to lift your name on high, Father God. Father God, touch our families, and we thank you, Father God. We thank you, and I love you. Amen and amen and amen. Let's go ahead and open up the line for just open up in our spirit, our heavenly language. Prophetess Valerie.
Glory, glory, Heavenly Father, thank you for this assembly this morning with the Midnight Prayer Team. I'm very grateful to be connected with this prophetic ministry. I would like to lift up a group home today by the name of the Rainbow Group Home with some adults that have some disabilities. I went there and went to church with the group today, and they're a special group, and I just ask God to just cover them and protect them in Jesus' mighty precious name. I'd like to lift up the young lady, Aisha Kufa, I believe that's her name, that she will continue to have a speedy recovery and be complete and whole. And just bless this connection here that no weapons formed will prosper and cover us all. I'm just thankful and grateful this evening. I just ask for a healing touch myself. I've been going through a lot of pain with my legs, and my nights have been restless, and I'm a little sleep deprived around here. So healing prayer for me as well. Prayer team, just lift me up with this healing, because it's been a little stressful going through pain every day. So I'm just very grateful and thankful that the Lord is just working through me and in me and with me, and just allowing me to shine some after some of these storms I have walked through over the year. And I'm just forever grateful, Father. So grateful. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah, Father God, we thank you, for this is the day that you've made, and we rejoice and we're glad in it. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for our Archbishop and our Pastor and Prophetess Naomi as they're traveling. Father God, we decree and declare safe travel, traveling mercies, protection, and grace. We thank you, Lord, that for their safe return home in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that you deliver us from our enemies. Thank you, lift us up above those that would rise against us. They will come against us one way, but flee seven ways. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Thank you, Lord God, that we are born of God. Therefore, we overcome the world. And this is the victory that overcome the world, even our faith. And we thank you, Lord, that you wrought a great victory on our behalf over every plan and plot and strategy of the adversary. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that we delight ourselves in you and you cause us to ride upon the high places of the earth. We thank you, God, for divine elevation and favor. We thank you, Lord God, for favor in car purchases, home purchases, Lord God, favors in real estate. We thank you, Lord, for favor with financial institutions, expansion and promotion, even in employment, Lord God, elevation even in our positions, Lord God, even, God, doors that we did not expect to be open to us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for those divine, favorable surprises. We thank you, Lord God, for health and healing in our bones. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that diseases are dispelled, because you said you would not send these diseases upon us, but by your word, you send your word to heal us. And we receive healing in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Thank God. Amen.
Amen, amen. Father God, thank you again for this opportunity to come together in agreement in prayer, Lord God. Thank you for your presence. And thank you again for the continued testimonies that are coming from this midnight cry, Lord God, that we're hearing about. Thank you for victories. For each one of us, Lord God, as we look to you, and Lord, I want to lift up my cousin Ada tomorrow as she gets double mastectomy, Lord, that thank you for fresh strength and healing to her body, Lord God, and that she will have long life, Father. I just lift up that decree and prayer for on her behalf, Lord God, and that you will show herself strong on her behalf, and that she will come to even know you more, Father, in this. Let her sense your peace and comfort and strength with her as well in this situation, Father. Thank you for the testimony that's going to come from this, Lord. And I pray for each one of us, Lord God, our families, Father, continue to establish our footsteps, Lord God, and move us forward into the plans you have for us, the plans for good that you have for each one of us. Thank you for your protection, Lord, and your angels around us. Continue to help us to be have the mindset to allow you to mold and shape us in your will, Lord God, and be flexible in your hands, Lord God, in the hands of the potter that will be like that clay, Lord God, allowing you to mold and shape us, even when we don't understand and see the whole picture, Father, that we would trust you. Just strengthen us with faith, Lord God, as you move us forward into new victories, Lord God, into new territory and new beginnings. And I pray that joy and excitement and expectation will be in each one of our hearts, Father God, as we keep our focus on you and look not to the left or to the right, Father, but we'll be directed by you, Lord God, and we'll hear your voice and cause us to be mindful of our language, Father God, as Master Prophet has been teaching us the power of language, that we will speak those things we want, Lord God, because our words create our future, Lord God, and to allow those things that are not profitable to fall away, Lord God, to make room for the new and the better that you have for us, Father. And I just pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Even so, Father, in Jesus' name, we give you thanks. And we give you praise, Father, knowing, Lord Jesus, unto you, Lord, shall the gathering of the people be. We thank you, Father, for this night, that Lord, that this day that you have made, that we truly can rejoice and be glad. And we thank you, Father, for the power of agreement. We thank you for the spirit of unity among us all, Father. We thank you for your presence and your Holy Spirit in the midst of us, knowing the Lord in the midst of us is mighty. Father, we thank you, Father, for the leaders of the house, even as Bishop Ebron Jordan and Pastor and Prophetess Deborah Jordan, that you continue to strengthen them, Father. Continue, Lord, to grant them the spirit of endurance and perseverance and confidence, my God, of their faith, my God, to be built up in you. We thank you, Father, for every family member, Father, even Prophetess and Mother Mary Jordan, Prophetess and Mother Mary Barron, Father, that you are strengthening, and Father, that you are holding with your strong and mighty right hand, knowing that the right hand of the Lord has become glorious in power. The right hand of the Lord has continued to dash in pieces all our enemies, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the covering of your blood, and we thank you, Father, for redeeming us from every evilness and wickedness, Father. We thank you for covering us, Lord, underneath your wings, Father. Even as your word declares, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We are thank you, Father, for the secrets, my God. You are revealing, you are unfolding, my God, and you are making known the unknown. We thank you, Father, for being our front word. And wherever we thank you for your protection, your angels, and the mighty assignment, even, Lord, in the traveling, my God, of the bishop, our Bishop Ebron Jordan and Pastor and Prophet Deborah Jordan, even, my God, Prophetess Naomi, Father, in our entire family that you're covering tonight with your blood, and your angels on a mighty assignment taking charge over every situation, Father. We decree, let God arise and let all our enemies be scattered, and let the healing virtue flow in the lives of your people, because you are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that healeth us. And we give you the praise, honor, and glory for doing it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen. Father God, we just thank you right now. We thank you tonight. We thank you, God, for being who you are in our lives. We thank you, oh God, that you came down, your Son came down to save us from our sins. And thus, we have the right, oh God, to come to the throne before you to ask and to present our petition unto you. And so, God, tonight we thank you and we just praise you, we honor you tonight. Father, we thank you, oh God, for the First Family Pastor Deborah Jordan and Archbishop Jordan. We pray, oh God, for their traveling protection tonight. Even as the first daughter, Prophetess Naomi, has joined them, we pray, oh God, that you form a hedge of protection about them tonight. In the name of Jesus. We pray for the rest of the family, O God, that you ever cover them with your blood. In the name of Jesus, and protect them. Just form a hedge of protection. No harm, no danger, no worries in the name of Jesus. We give them the peace, O God. Peace, a deep, settled peace beyond all understanding. In the name of Jesus. We pray, O God, for divine help. For those who are on the cause, those who are connected with them, those who are connected with the ministry, in the name of Jesus, divine help, O God, in the name of Jesus. Tonight we also pray for those who govern over us. President Trump, O God, I pray right now, and in the name of Jesus, that you endow him with the Holy Spirit, O God, to give him guidance and direction when it comes to the country, in the name of Jesus. Those, O God, others who are, who we voted and put in place, O God. We pray, O God, that you give them divine direction, O God, as how to govern over us in the name of Jesus. We thank you, O God. We pray, O God, right now for the body of Christ, that you ever keep us focused as to what you call us to, and, God, to pursue the purpose that you put us on this earth for, in the name of Jesus. Thank you tonight, and we praise you, we honor you, in Jesus' name, amen.
And Father, we thank you, we give you praise, O God. We thank you for this call, and we thank you for the gathering that you had allowed us to gather together. Now, Father, we ask that you would bless the first family. We ask that you would bless Bishop E. Bernard Jordan and Lady Deborah. We ask, oh, Father, that you would bless and prosper Prophet Kenneth Cook and Prophetess Naomi Cook. We ask you, oh, God, that you would bless Prophetess Bethany and her children. We ask, oh, Lord, that you would touch Prophet Joshua and his wife Jessica Jordan and her daughter. We ask, oh, God, that you would bless Prophet Aaron and Prophet Manasseh. And, Father, I pray, oh, God, for you to remember my children. Remember Quazel, Nazinga, Kajira, Jekiah, and Elijah. Keep and prosper them, Father, in Jesus' name. Now, God, we also ask, oh, Father, that you would bless the ministers and the ministries that are under Archbishop. Remember Pastor Prophet Gregory Jackson's ministry and Pastor Mascarina Shekinah International and Bishop Berrien and Prophet Miola ministry. And, Father, we pray for those that are listening in right now. Touch the women, oh, God, that are suffering in silence. God, give them a voice to speak, Father. Father, touch the ones that are childless and barren, God, that desire to have children. Touch their wombs, oh, God. Father, touch the homeless, oh, God. Give them wisdom on where to go. And also bless the mothers that are raising sons, oh, God, alone. Give them strength, oh, Father. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Our Father, we thank you so much for this day, Lord. We thank you for the opening that you've given us, Lord. We thank you for the favor you have put upon us, Lord. Father, we thank you for just being in our life, Lord. We thank you for just allowing us. Lord, we pray for Archbishop Brown, Lord, for the Pilgrim family, Lord. We pray for everyone that you have put in leadership, Lord. We thank you so much for showing up when we least expect, Lord. We thank you for just allowing beauty to show up in our life, Lord, and favor, Lord. Lord, we ask you right now, Lord, to continue to bless us, Lord, and give us the ability to see sight beyond sight, Lord. Allow us favor and opportunity that we cannot see, Lord. Allow favor to walk through doors when doors are closed, Lord. You ask us, Lord, to call upon things in your name and give it a purpose. What's loose in earth is loose in heaven. What's bind in earth is bind in heaven, Lord. And we thank you for those gifts, Lord, you've given us to speak word and life into things that surround us, Lord. We thank you for just allowing your angels to partake into our life every day. People that we brush past and touch and see, we thank you so much for them, Lord. We thank you for the colors on the earth, Lord, the vessels you have put upon us, the beauty, the water, the snow, every creation you have given us, Lord. We thank you for allowing us to be present to your gifts, Lord, and your ability. We thank you for the air that we breathe, Lord. We thank you for the stars in the skies that light our pathway, Lord. Lord, we thank you for just allowing us to be present to who you are every second of the day, Lord. You give us the ability to let us know that we inhale in your Holy Spirit, Lord. We thank you so much, Lord, for allowing us to see and feel and touch and see sight beyond sight and things we have never seen, things we have never heard, but we know we are manifesting because you have given us the ability to speak things forth and call it forth. And in Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
In the name of Jesus, I thank you, God, again, for another opportunity to pray with this group of prophets. We give you glory, honor, and praise for what you're doing in my life, and help me to never, ever take you for granted, God. God, thank you for your wisdom. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace, which is sufficient for me. And I thank you for each and every voice on this line tonight, God, each and every prophet. I thank you for the master prophet, Pastor Deborah Jordan, and for the vision of this house. I thank you for his family. I thank you for each and every pastor, evangelist, teacher, preacher on this phone call. And I thank you for the people on the line who are listening. I ask you to bless them, Lord, in a mighty way. Bless them, God. Help them, those who are going through storms, those who might be sick and in need of healing, God. And I thank you for the divine healing you're doing in my own body. God, I ask you to help my sister, bless her, God, keep her, and help her children to not take advantage of her, and let her latter days be greater than her former days, God. I thank you, and I praise you, and I love you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you.
God, for all that you have done and doing in our lives, oh God. Thank you, because truly you are Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and last is and always will be, oh God. And truly you are worthy to be praised, oh God. God, we want to give you our honor and praise, God. We want to thank you, God, for the peace that you give us, the peace that passes all understanding, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for your loving power, God. We want to thank you, God, for setting us free, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for keeping us each and every day of our lives, oh God. We want to thank you, Lord, for keeping our children safe, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for your healing power, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for healing, God, healing even at this moment, at this time now, God. We want to thank you, God, for favor, God. We want to thank you for opening doors, God. And we want to thank you, God, for looking on the prophets and prophetess that normally would be here on this prayer call, praying, God. God, look on them, God. God, shield them and protect them, God. And we want to thank you also, God, for the whole family of Zoe, God. Keep them and their family and their loved ones, oh God. And we want to thank you for keeping our leader, God. We want to thank you for our leader, Master Prophet, God, and the leading lady, Prophetess Deborah Jordan, God. And we want to thank you for keeping them as they on their journey. Keep them safe, God. In the name of Jesus, put a shield of protection over them wherever they go, oh God. Oh God, we want to give you our honor and praise, oh God. For everyone on the line, God, you know who's in the need of prayer, who in the need of healing, God. Touch their bodies. Heal them now, oh God. Heal us from the top of our head to the bottom of our feet, oh God. Oh God, and thank you so much, oh God, that whoever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rise against us in judgment, you shall condemn, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for your covenant, God. We want to thank you, God, for making us one. We want to thank you, God, that because you are the truth, you are the way, and you are the light. In Jesus' mighty and holy name, amen and amen.
Amen. Prophetess Darlene Graham.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this midnight cry tonight, Father God. We thank you for carrying us through this week, dear Lord, a new week, Father God, a new mind. Touch us in a mighty way, Father God. Continue to give us strength, Father God. Continue to give those that's on the call strength tonight, dear Lord, and those that's listening, dear Lord. And Father God, look upon the children, dear Lord, that's leaving school, Father God, and going back after spring break, dear Lord. Continue to bless them in their mind. Give them wisdom and knowledge and understanding, dear Lord, as they prepare to take their tests, dear Lord, for the end of the school term, Father God. And we thank you that we're going to give them favor, Father God. We're going to give them understanding, dear Lord. We're going to give them wisdom and understanding, dear Lord. And we just thank you, Father. We just give you the praise and we give you the honor, dear Lord, at such a time as this, Father God. And Father God, look upon Archbishop and Pastor Deborah if they continue flying, dear Lord, or they at their destiny, dear Lord, that they will be covered with your precious blood, Father God, as they're on their journey, learning new things, Father God, to bring back to us, Father. And we thank you for their stand, Father. We thank you that they're standing and believing you for the growth, prophetic to grow more, Father, all over the country, dear Lord. Touch those that's in need tonight, Father God, that's on the call, dear Lord, and their finances and their children, dear Lord, their bodies, dear Lord. Just touch them, Father. And we thank you, Father, and we give you the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Prophetess Pamela Jimerson.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. And even so, God, we just thank you right now. We praise you, God, continuously. Your praise will be in our mouths, God, as we come before you as one, God. We're thanking you, hallelujah, for the blood of Jesus. We come by the blood, Father. We bow by the blood. We pray by the blood, asking you to cleanse us from all sin, cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And God, we thank you that you shed your blood to give us freedom, my God, from all infirmity, to give us freedom, my God, from death, give us freedom from all that the enemy has tried to inflict upon us. God, we just thank you for the freedom that we're walking in because we rise up in greater strength even now by the blood. And we thank you right now that we plead that blood over us and our families. We thank you for the Archbishop, Master Prophet Ibanor Jordan. We thank you for First Lady Pastor Deborah Jordan. We thank you, God, for Mother Mary Jordan. And we thank you, God, for Mother Mary Berrien. God, we thank you for all the children in the Jordan family, God. And we thank you for the grandchildren and for those that are not even yet born. We thank you, God, for them. And we thank you, God, for our families, each and every person on this line, my God, every prophet in this house, every minister in this house, every office ministry in this house, God, we bring before you, and we ask that you continue to cover, strengthen, guard, bless, and protect us from all evil in Jesus' almighty name. God, we thank you for the vision of the house of Zoe, and God, we thank you for the provision of the house of Zoe. Father, we continue to bless your holy name and thank you for all the miracles that are taking place and all of the testimonies that are coming forth out of the mouths of your people as a result of bringing the petitions before you. We thank you for Prophetess Aisha Cooper for bringing her out of the hospital. We thank you for total recovery. We thank you for Prophet Stephen Bostic and his household, God. We thank you for the total recovery of him. Father, we thank you for touching our own Prophetess Valerie Thomas, God. Touch her legs and strengthen her bones, joints, tendons, ligaments, and muscles. God, we thank you for Prophetess Terry Stinsett's cousin, Ada. God, in the name of Jesus, that you be with her in surgery tomorrow. Father God, those names that are not even called, you know what the requests are. Each and every petition, God, we thank you for hearing and answering. And God, we be mindful to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise in Jesus' almighty name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Prophet Brentis.
Yes. Yes. Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you right now for this moment. Lord, I come to you right now just to adore you and thank you for life. Thank you for everyone on this call life. Thank you for my family life. And Lord, thank you for breath to live and to honor and praise you. Lord, bless Zoe Ministries. Lord, bless Pilgrim Ministries. Lord, bless London Prayer Center, Prophet Daniel Ministries, and Lord, bless Master Prophet Prepay Ministries. Lord, bless Bishop Berry Ministries. Lord, bless Prophetess Masquerine Cohen Ministries. Lord, bless Prophet Mioli Ministries. Lord, I come to you right now and ask for your spirit to dwell in us and to move in us into love and wisdom. Lord, I bring to you my honor and my praise to you. And I give you the honor and power and glory. Lord, I thank you for all the things that you're doing in the known and unknown. I thank you for your healing powers and your miracles working powers. Lord, I thank you for my neighbors. I thank you for our friends and our enemies. Lord, I thank you for the things that you're working in our favor that we don't even see yet. Lord, I thank you for covering and the covenant that you have over each and every one of our lives, Lord. We thank you for your love and protection. And, Lord, we give you the honor, power, and glory ever and ever. Amen.
Prophetess Barbara.
Father God, we bless your name and we thank you for this time once again to cry out to you, Father God. So many names, so many situations, God, we might not know everybody by name, but you know them, Father God, for you know every hair on their head, Father God. God, I'm just asking you to just touch the Venezuela situation even on tonight, Father God. So much fighting and just hatred and just arguing going on, Father God. We're just asking you to hold that up, Father God. I'm asking you just to hold my sisters up who are being even abused in this hour by mates or husbands, Father God. Touch them and help them to have a way out of a situation even when their hope is failing, Father God. May our prayers and our hope and our love help pull them out even of those situations. Father God, I'm just asking you to touch those friends of mine who are going through financial situations. Awaken in them you, the hope of glory, Father God, that they can see a way and find a way for creativeness even in this hour, Father God. I'm asking you even to touch those who are just pushing to help other people, Father God, and just pushing their things on the side, Father God, praying for one another, Father God, that you touch their lives, Father God, financially bless their life, and even bring healing to their situations, Father God. Oh, God, even the child who died in the fire, Father God. Touch our family, Father God. Touch the people, their friends, the young friends who are even affected, Father God. Only you can bring the comfort, Father God. Help us all to be living examples, Father God, of love to help someone, Father God. Touch even my stepfather's mind, Father God. Ronald Blake, Father God, holding him up, holding up my brother, holding up my family, that you will continue to work the miracles in this hour. Hallelujah! Glory, hallelujah! I bless your name, Father God. Thank you for the ministry, Father God. Thank you for our seers, Father God. Thank you for our mentors in this hour, our leaders. You've assigned us to them, Father God, and they've awakened you in us, Father God. We bless your name. Thank you, God, for everybody connected on this line. Touch their households and their family. We give your name the praise. Amen.
Father God, thank you.
I'm sorry, Prophet Joshua.
Amen. And Father God, we thank you now for another midnight cry. We thank you, Father, and we forsake not, Father God, the assembling of ourselves. Father God, we thank you for our leaders, Father God, and Archbishop, Master Prophet, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, for Pastor Deborah Jordan, our leading lady, Father God. We ask that you continue to strengthen them, Father God, as they do your work and do your will and globalize the prophetic, Father God. We lift up even my grandmothers now, Father God. We thank you even now for Pastor Mother Mary Berrien, Father God. And we also thank you for Mother Mary Jordan even now, Father God. We ask for renewed strength, Father God, redemption, Father God, as you continue to do your work and do your will, Father God, even in their lives. Father God, we lift up even now, Father God, my mother-in-law, Father God. We lift up Mother Marcia, Father God, even now. We lift up even my wife and my daughter, Prophetess Jessica and Prophetess Little JL, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for what you're doing with them now, Father God. We thank you for touching and lifting up each and every prayer request even now, Father God. We thank you for touching your daughter, Prophetess Aisha Cooper, Father God. We see her heal whole and complete in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, we thank you for making everything and putting everything back in right alignment, Father God, with you, Father God. We thank you for giving us life and giving it to us more abundantly, Father God. We thank you for touching each and every pastor, Father God, touching each and every person connected on this line, touching even each and every company or prophet, Father God, touching their families, Father God, touching their household, Father God, touching even children that may have gone astray from your word and from your way, Father God. We ask that you may show up afresh and show up anew in them even now, Father God, for your word says that we will be made new creatures, Father God, in you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for your word, Father God, because we know it's your word that can heal us from any disease, Father God. Father God, right now we decree and declare wholeness, Father God, over your people and over their lives, Father God. Father God, even now we thank you for doing a new thing, Father God, even in marriages and even in relationships, Father God. We thank you for turning the hearts of the fathers back to the sons, Father God, and the hearts of the mothers back to their daughters, Father God. We thank you for reconnecting your families, Father God, and bringing back your family, Father God, to one alignment with your word, Father God. We thank you for touching even my siblings, Father God, Prophet Aaron and Prophet Manasseh, Father God. We ask that you continue to cover them, Father God, and show yourself afresh and anew, Father God, as you continue to lay your hands on their lives, Father God. We thank you for even touching my sisters, Father God, Prophetess Bethany and Prophetess Naomi, Father God. We ask even, God, now that you continue to give Pastor Deborah, Prophetess Prophetess Naomi and Archbishop, Father God, safe travels as they continue to do your work and will. And we pray all these things in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen.
Father God, I thank you right now. As your words say, I will bless the Lord at all times. And your praise shall continue to be in our mouth. And Father God, we give you praise. We give you honor. And we give you glory right now. And we know, Father God, that the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and your ears are open to our cry. And Father God, we know that you hear our every cry, our every petition, God. And Father God, we know that you're not only hearing us, but you are answering us. And you're going to begin to hasten the answers in our situations, God. In the name of Jesus, we know, Father God, that the many of the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. And Father God, we thank you that you bring us into the season of the all, that you are delivering us from all situations, all things that has not been in alignment with your word and alignment with your will for our life. God, you're bringing deliverance, God. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you, Father God. You say when the righteous cry, the Lord will hear and deliver us out of all our troubles, God. And we thank you, Father God, for your deliverance right now. In the name of Jesus, the Holy Spirit, we thank you right now for your very presence. That presence of love, that presence of joy, that presence of peace, that presence of long suffering, that presence of gentleness, that presence of goodness, that presence of faith, that presence of meekness, that presence of temperance. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are moving by your Spirit in our life, God. I thank you, Father God, that you're gracing us not to be weary in our well-doing, because we know in due season we shall reap but we faint not. God, give us a not giving up Spirit, God. In the name of Jesus, give us a lasting Spirit, God. In the name of Jesus. And I plead the blood of Jesus over everyone on the sound of my voice. In the name of Jesus, cover their household, their cars, their neighborhood, hallelujah, their schools, hallelujah, every community, God, even the state, God, their cities, God. Cover with your blood, God. God, let there be a Holy Ghost invasion, Lord. In the name of Jesus, let there be a Holy Ghost explosion, God. Break out revival all over the land and country, God. In the name of Jesus, save dying women, men and women, boys and girls, God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we decree and declare salvation for our loved, lost, unsaved relatives, God. In the name of Jesus, bless every teacher, every pastor, every evangelist, hallelujah, every prophet, every bishop and apostle, God. Bless their life, bless their ministries, God. Father God, we thank you for our archbishop, master prophet, Ebenezer George, and our beloved pastor, prophetess Deborah George. Bless them, God. We plead your blood over, God. We thank you, Father God, for the prosperity of angel that is flowing all around them, God. And we thank you, we decree and declare increase and abundance in them, God, in their life, God. Giving their heart's desire, God. Bless their children, God. In the name of Jesus, bless their grandchildren, God. And we plead the blood of Jesus over them, Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus over, hallelujah, mother, prophetess Mary George. Lift her up, God. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood over pastor, mother, prophetess Mary Barron, God. Lift her up. Bless her family, God, in a special way, God. Plead the blood of Jesus over them in the name of Jesus. Bless every prophet on this line, God. God, bless them. Give them seed to sow and bread to eat. We decree and declare abundance and uncommon favor upon their life, God. In the name of Jesus, God, let your will be done in our life, God. Not our will, but let your will, God, be done in our life. Order our steps, God. Order our steps. In your word, God, in the name of you. And I pray for my son. I decree and declare victory over his life, God, in the name of Jesus. And I plead your blood over his life, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Turn him back to you, God, like never before, in the name of Jesus. Father God, give us a heart like David, God. Let us be in hot pursuit of you, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus and the things of you, God. In the name of you, God, we give you glory. We give you honor and praise. And God, we decree and declare victory and breakthrough in each and every one of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Father God, we thank you right now because your scripture says that if a thing is decreed, and it shall be established in earth, Lord. And we thank you right now for the power to decree and to declare. And Father God, I just want to thank you for all the prayers that have gone up right now for hearing and already sending answers and already sending blessings and already establishing, because it's established in earth and it shall be established in heaven and it shall be established in earth. And Father God, we just want to thank you for all the saints that's continuing to gather. And we ask now that you increase them in strength, that you increase them in resources, that you increase them in prosperity, and, Father, that you give them the will to go on as they step into this week, Lord. And, Father God, we decree right now, we declare that this week shall be a week of signs. This week shall be a week of wonders. This week shall be a week of blessing. And we decree it right now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Prophetess Bethany, I'll turn it over to you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Minister Cook. And thank you, Company of Prophets, for powerful prayers on this morning. I want to thank you all, people of God, for being here on the line with us, still holding this space, as we know that our leading lady, Pastor Deborah, was here with us in spirit and deed. Amen. And I want to thank everyone for tonight just being here. So thank you immensely. And we will be back here again at 11:50 on tonight. Amen. Are there any announcements that any of the prophets need to go ahead and announce as we are closing out?
Amen.
Go ahead, Prophet Joshua.
Amen. Was just going to remind everybody to please join us tomorrow for Man Cave Monday at noon, from noon to 1 o'clock. It will be myself, Prophet Prentice, Pastor Gregory Jackson, as well as Prophet Stephen Brown. Come and join us live on this conference line. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you for that, Prophet Joshua. Amen. Are there any other announcements?
Yes, it's Master Jay. On May 3rd, Wednesday, we're having all prophets come to Zoe Ministries for a beautiful class with David, and bring sweatsuits and sneakers and get comfortable, because the Master Prophet has some techniques he wants to implant in all the members of the Company of Prophets to be there on May 3rd, which is Wednesday teaching at 6 o'clock, and just basically come to have a good time in the Lord and learn about spatial awareness and depth.
Amen. Thank you for that, Master Jay. Okay, any other announcements? Okay, and let me announce, April 29th, that's this Saturday, April 29th, we are celebrating with the Pilgrim Church of Harlem, right in New York City, in Harlem, Mother's Day, pre-Mother's Day brunch, and the theme of it is we're going to have a special segment called Momaries, M-O-M-4-E-S, Momaries, which is very, very unique, and Lady Pastor Deborah Jordan and myself will be sharing a mother-daughter's perspective, and we'll be sharing some intimacy. So it'll be a beautiful event to come and attend and support. The donation is $20, so you can give us a call if you'd like to be in attendance. That's this Saturday at 11 a.m., Saturday, April 29th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Amen. Okay. And if there aren't any other announcements, I want to thank each and every one of you once again for being here. And God bless you all. We love you all to life. And we will speak with everyone. We'll see everyone at 12 noon here on the call, not with the Master Prophet. We will be here again for our midnight cry at 10 to midnight with our leading lady, Pastor Deborah Jordan. God bless you all. Have a powerful, wonderful, spectacular day, and we will talk and touch base with everyone later on. God bless you all. Peace.
God bless you.
God bless you. Good night, everybody.